You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I talked to Emily Rackety of People Against Prisons Aotearoa about the recent Mihi Brigands and Crips case that has been brought to the district court. Brigands, who is currently carrying out a prison sentence at Auckland Women's Facility, was recently brought back to court after her and other inmates set fire to property at the Auckland Women's Facility in protest following continuous inhumane treatment. This treatment includes not being given new underwear or sanitary products unless the women stripped and showed proof that they needed replacements, and being forced to beg for their basic needs. Her recent court hearing was to decide whether or not her prison sentence would be extended due to the fires, but after testimonies, the judge has ruled her treatment degrading, cruel, and inhumane in an effort to break the human spirit. Corrections did not contest any of the evidence against their harsh treatment within the prison facilities, which Judge McNaughton was highly critical of. Next month, she'll decide whether Brigand's prison sentence will be extended or if her inhumane treatment was enough. Trigger warning, suicide, assault, and inhumane treatment is discussed. Why has this case come to the forefront in media recently, and what does the recent hearing for Mihi Bassett involve?
So Mihi Bassett's case against corrections is really, really important. And it's come to a lot of media attention because of the extreme violence which Mihi was subjected to in New Zealand's prisons. Mihi was forced to crawl on the floor of his cell and beg for food. Mihi was forced to show male prison guards who had used tampons in exchange for clean ones. And Mihi Bassett was gassed with a chemical weapon if she tried to resist this treatment by non-violently protesting in her cell. All of this activity went on under the leadership of Calvin Davis as our Minister for Corrections. The nature of the abuse and humiliation which Mihi was forced to endure are really, really extreme. Some of the most shocking and upsetting things that I've had to hear about as a prison abolitionist. And so Calvin Davis is really under a lot of scrutiny at the moment because of his failings as the Minister of Corrections.
And do you mind going over kind of what happened after that? So she set fire, right, in the prison?
So Mihi Bassett was being held in solitary confinement due to refusing to comply with the humiliating demands made of her by prison guards. And so as a form of protest, she lit a small fire in her cell. This isn't uncommon in New Zealand's prisons as a form of protest. In response to that, she was gas bombed again, and then she attempted suicide, very sadly. Unfortunately, she survived. But the corrections had tried to extend her sentence due to the non-violent protest activity that she had undertaken. A judge in the district court is considering whether or not it's legitimate for her sentence to be extended, given the very serious harm that was being perpetrated against her by prison officers.
So there's still another month before the decision is made whether or not her sentence will be extended. Do you think the breaches of their own rules and regulations by the corrections facility will have an impact on the final sentencing decision?
Yes, I hope that it will. Mihi was engaged in a legitimate form of political activity. She was being subjected to unlawful and humiliating abuse by prison guards. She refused to comply with the orders and stayed in her cell, hiding under her bed or putting her head into the toilet bowl to try to avoid the chemical weapon which was pumped into her cell. That's all completely legitimate political activity, which Mihi had a right to engage in. And so I think that her action of lighting a small fire in her cell, while it was dangerous, yes, was completely justified in the circumstances of extreme state-sanctioned violence that was being perpetrated against her, with the sanction of the corrections officers themselves, of Auckland Region Women's Correctional Facilities administrators, and the Minister of Corrections himself, Calvin Davis.
So including this story, we've seen a lot of coverage around kind of prison rioting, including the Wakarudu prison riots and inhumane treatment for the people there. It seems there's a lot of talk around these issues, but do you think we'll see any practical change come out of this current media focus?
So the Waikia uprising was significant because it was triggered by the appalling subhuman conditions which prisoners have been forced to live in inside of Waikia prison. Those conditions have been well known to corrections for years now. There was a report by the Office of the Ombudsman in 2018 laying out in clear detail to the Chief Executive of Corrections, Jeremy Lightfoot, and to the Minister of Corrections, Calvin Davis, telling them precisely how disgusting it was in Waikerea Prison. They simply didn't care to act to take any action on those conditions, and as a result, there was an uprising in that prison. Calvin Davis has shown that over the course of the last 4 years, he's not capable of solving the problems that are presented to him as the Minister of Corrections. We've seen a minute reduction in the number of Māori prisoners. He was in the media yesterday trumpeting that there was a reduction of, I think 800 people left in prison today. But that's a reduction from a high of more than 10,000. If a doctor removes a portion of your tumour, you don't thank your doctor, you die of cancer. And that's exactly what Calvin Davis is allowing us to do in his bungled mishandling of the correction system.
So Calvin Davis has criticised the People Against Prisons Aotearoa pamphlet for inciting riots by including prisoners' rights and resources. Is there anything prisoners and supporters of them can do to help pressure the government to ensure the fair and humane treatment of prisoners?
Yes, Calvin Davis made a number of allegations against People Against Prisons Aotearoa while he was addressing the House as a minister. And then that his allegations are protected by parliamentary privilege. He's not repeated the allegations since he finished addressing the House. And that's because I think he knows that his allegations aren't correct. The content of our newsletter is very clear that prisoners should organise to engage in non-violent collective action in order to see meaningful change in prison conditions. It says that on every single page of the newsletter. In fact, we're so confident in the content of our newsletter that we've published every edition of the newsletter for the last 3 years on our website for anyone who is interested to read. Calvin, by contrast, refused to read the newsletter to anybody outside of Parliament yesterday. He had a copy of it in his bag. He simply knows that what he said about Papa does not stand up to the test of truth. It's not based on evidence. Our organisation completely rejects the idea that we're trying to organise prison riots by telling people inside that they have a right not to be held in solitary confinement and that they should do things like organise petitions, go on strike, or lobby the media to try to change these violations of their human rights. And if Calvin wants to try to conflate this legitimate political activity with rioting, he's more than welcome to do so, but he is losing the respect of all Māori people in this country when he does that.
Do you think that there's anything that we can do outside of prison to help support the inhumane treatment or support abolishing it within the prisons as well?
Yeah, absolutely. People Against Prisons Aotearoa is dedicated to organising and leading social movement of people who are committed to seeing end to the kinds of abuse that Calvin Davis has facilitated. We are working together now to try to campaign to see an end to the kinds of extreme violence and humiliation that Calvin Davis has overseen Auckland Regional Women's Correctional Facility. And if anyone is interested in participating in this movement, they're more than welcome to join us. If you go to papa.org.nz, you can read all the back issues of our newsletter, and you can sign up as a member or a supporter and come along when we have our meetings so we can work together and force Calvin Davis to fix some of the problems that he's allowed to fester for so long.
So that was Emily Rackety of People Against Prisons Aotearoa on the inhumane treatment of prisoners in the Auckland Women's Prison, revealed following protests against degrading treatment led by current inmate Mihi Briggins, who is currently at court seeing if their prison sentence will be extended or not due to protests next month.
But in terms of comparing it to the current prison system, though, would you say that it could be an improvement?
I mean, no, you have to even prove a piece of shit.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.